Hello there. I just woke up. I just had a dream, and I think it was from God, so I'm gonna share it here. I had a dream that the believers were going to be beheaded by the guillotine, and there was a lot of kind of, there was some fear among the believers. But God gave me in my dream two scriptures, three actually, I'm sorry, three, to share. Two in the dream, right before being beheaded, there was two scriptures I gave people. And then another one right now talks about us being killed for the word of our testimony. It was really nice. I felt hope in the dream. Lately, the afflictions and the fiery trials, they've been, going on for a long time, and there's like a short break, and then there's another affliction. It's hard, and I'm sure that you've been going through it too, if you belong to Christ. But in my dream, it was amazing. I was thinking about like a new heaven and a new earth in my dream, and it's not like this world, not anything like this world. It's not gonna be like anything like this world, and the wicked will be gone, and there's not gonna be any more tears, no more sorrow, no more death. It's going to be amazing, and we'll be with our Father. It'll be wonderful. I can't wait. All of our suffering, it will be worth it. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that our present sufferings don't compare to the glory that will be revealed in us. So this is the scriptures. This is Revelations 21:11. It says, no, 12:11. My mistake. It's 12:11. Have to go back. I thought I was ready. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Yep, don't love your life unto death. Like, be willing to be headed for Christ. Don't worry, it's not gonna hurt. You're not gonna feel it. Resist the fear. Like, if they do behead us by guillotines, if my dream is correct and it's from God, and we're not raptured out of here before we get beheaded by the guillotine, be ready. I mean, be ready to have your head cut off for Jesus. Like, you don't have to be afraid of it. The other day I rammed my foot into the wall or some hard surface, and my brain, it didn't even register to the pain. And this is what happens with me when I get hurt. Like, it just takes a minute for the pain to even go to my brain and register, ow, that hurt. Like, so when we get our head cut off, like, especially if you're laying with your face to the ground, like, it's gonna slice through your neck from the back first, and that severs the spinal cord, so you don't feel anything. But nevertheless, even with it going this way, like, it'll be so quick, but like, you're just gonna be here, and then you're gonna be with the Lord. You're not even gonna feel it, and in your mind, it's gonna be like, oh, no, but you don't have to fear. It's not going to hurt. You're going to be okay. You're not even gonna notice it. You're just gonna be here, and be thinking about, oh my gosh, I'm about to die, and then you're gonna be with the Lord. That's how it's gonna be. You don't have to worry about the pain. It's not gonna be painful. Crazy enough, but it won't be. And then there's another scripture, 1 Corinthians 2:9. In my dream, I was sharing with this with my brothers and sisters that were about to be beheaded. It will help you think about this scripture when you're about to be beheaded. It's an amazing scripture. 2:9. It says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him." So he has great things prepared for us. Wonderful things. No more pain, no more suffering. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be amazing. Amazing. I love this one. This is also another scripture that I had in my mind to give the people that were about to be beheaded. It's Psalm 16:11. "Thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." Ah, I love that verse. I kept repeating that in the dream to the people that about to get beheaded. That there was pleasures forevermore. Like, so much better than the temporary pleasures of sin here in this world that destroy your soul and pull you away from God. Oh, the pleasures forevermore that God has for us in heaven is going to be so beautiful and glorious. It's going to be wonderful. No more pain, no more suffering, no more crying, no more sorrow. Perfection. So, be encouraged. Be ready to get your head chopped off for Christ. Do not fear it. Don't fear death. Don't love your life here where you're like, no, I'm not gonna, I'm gonna renounce Christ so I don't get killed or something. No, don't do that. That would be really stupid. Be ready to die for Christ and know that it's just gonna be like gone, and you're gonna be with the Lord. It's gonna be wonderful. Think about it. Pleasures forevermore at his right hand. It's gonna be so wonderful. So don't worry. Yeah, that was the dream I had. Have a great day. God bless you.